President Obama is really gearing up for a fight with Republicans once again, set to announce his selection of former Senator Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense.
Rich Edson joins us now from Washington, D.C., from the White House with what the holdup would be. Rich?
Well, officials say just a couple of hours from now, President Obama will nominate former Republican Senator from Nebraska, Chuck Hagel, to lead the Defense Department over at the Pentagon. That, along with the nomination of the White House counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, to lead the CIA. A number of Republicans have had some issues with Hagel, especially when it comes to statements he's made on national defense. He's opposed to, or purportedly, direct talks with Hamas. He's not pro-Israel enough, some say Republicans, and also opposed the Iraq troop surge, also calling the defense budget bloated, and that has a number of Republicans lined up against him in opposition.
He has long severed his ties with the Republican Party. This is an in-your-face nomination by the president to all of us who are supportive of Israel. I don't know what his management experience is regarding the Pentagon, little if any, so I think it's an incredibly controversial choice.
So this sets up a big fight in the U.S. Senate. Questions of Republican and Democratic support as the former Republican senator gets the nod from the White House, according to officials. And this at a time when, remember, those automatic defense cuts known as the sequester have been delayed for 2 months in that fiscal cliff deal. So there are major questions in Washington on defense spending going forward, some $500 billion in additional defense cuts set to hit over the next decade. And so this is a pretty timely appointment for the president when you consider all that's going on with not only the federal budget but the defense budget, and that fight starts basically now. Back to you.
Exactly right. Thank you, Rich Edson, there at the White House.
Let's bring in Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt, how do these nominations play into, again, the defense cuts that are on tap and other cuts at hand?
Well, first of all, happy birthday. Congratulations on being old enough to drink.
Yes, suck up. You're welcome back tomorrow and every day.
That simple.
Forthwith.
It's crucial since the sequestration cliff is going to be on, what, March 1st or February 28th right now. The president needs somebody on the defense side, on his own side, who has been thinking about cutting military spending for a while now. And it's a genius move to make that person a Republican, right? Because if this was a Democrat nominee with the same basket of views, the same history, the same comments made at various places, he would get tossed out in a second. Republicans would unify against him. But he's a Republican, so the president is exposing rifts within the Republican coalition about a variety of questions. And there are more Republicans now than there used to be who are saying, hey, we do actually need to cut military spending.
And you think he'll still get through the Senate, which is the key here for Hagel, most likely.
That's the question. There's reports now that there are as many 10 Democratic senators who are wavering, but I think that they'll probably whip into line.
It does bring up this larger question and the discussion we're having about spending cuts, this next cliff that's been created for us by the Congress. Thank you very much. And, well, I think a lot of the Republicans thought, hey, we're done talking about taxes after the last cliff. But then Nancy Pelosi over the weekend on CBS with Bob Schieffer, and here's what she had to say.
No, it is not. I mean, the president had said originally he wanted $1.6 trillion in revenue. He took it down to 1.2 as a compromise. In this legislation, we get $620 billion, very significant, high-end tax, changing the high-end tax rate to 39.6%. But that is not enough on the revenue side.
So if you thought tax hikes were off the table, forget about it. The Democrats want more.
They want more by limiting deductions, especially of high-income earners. And this was on the table from Republicans in the past, and Mitt Romney actually campaigned on something like that as well. So you can expect that to be part of the conversation. I don't think Republicans are prepared to move. They feel like they've had the tax discussion. That's over. Now they get to talk about spending cuts. The question for me is, are Republicans actually going to talk about spending cuts in actuality rather than in vague theory?
But the deductions were always on the table from the Republicans, or from many Republicans, because they wanted to simplify the tax code and go to some lower rates and make it something more sensible. But if you look at what was done with this compromise, you have a tax code that's even that much more complicated. It was a total handout to the accountants. You have a new income tax bracket. You have essentially a new and a separate income tax rate on investment income, on capital gains. You look at the Obamacare care taxes. It's a nightmare. So it's only going to get worse from here.
Yes, and let's not forget there are 50 tax extenders, right? These are one-year sweetheart deals to favored constituencies, building NASCAR racetracks, there's a Hollywood giveaway, all this kind of stuff. look, you know, you can build it privately. And that's how we govern now, you know. And Republicans, right, when they draw the line on taxes, that means that they love tax breaks to people. And so that contributes to the complexity that they claim to be against. And Democrats, because they want to always hike up rates, they're not going to be in a position to negotiate, I think, about reforming the tax code. So I don't think, I think tax reform is off the table probably for another couple of years. Now we're going to be talking about debt ceiling, and we're going to be talking about whether anyone's going to be serious about cutting.
And the point is, we're going to have the same discussion, whatever you want to call it, that we had last time.
Yes.
So the idea that the Republicans kind of won the first cliff, and then the Democrats won the second, and now the Republicans are back in charge next time, I don't know that's true. We're back to square whatever, square one.
Not only do we have a cliff coming up on March 1st, but then there's the Farm Bill comes back up. The milk cliff comes back up on September 1st. It's true. And all these tax extenders, this January, it's no longer the Rose Parade anymore, right? It is a holiday for misgovernance, because we have all these one-year-to-year doc fix type of governance that we see from Washington, because we don't produce simple budgets. We don't do this anymore. It's cowardice, and it's a series of artificial deadlines. This is the new reality.
Milk cliff. All right, Matt, thanks. Good to see you.
Thank you.